Vincentians and other nationals from the wider Caribbean region have been left feeling the fallout from the breakdown of the social media scheme, the Creators Alliance, or CA. The scheme, which was set up in several Caribbean islands, claimed a return on investors' or members' money simply by viewing and uploading a set number of videos through the CA app daily. Coordinator of the Grenada Cybersecurity Incident Response Team, Jervis Dabrio, told NBC News, based on investigations in Grenada, the Creators Alliance was identified as a Ponzi scheme.
What you have is new money paying the people who are already in the system. So if you join a Ponzi scheme on day one, you're going to get paid because people are joining on day two. And people are being paid who joined on day two because people joined on day three. And of course, a pyramid is formed similar to what you'd find in an MLM. But as I said, the difference is there is no product. There is nothing being sold, traded, or anything. Now, with Creators Alliance, what they did was try to pass off this watch a few videos, or upload a few videos to make it appear as though there was actually something happening on there.
Dabrio pointed out that YouTube, a billion-dollar entity, pays less than 10 cents per view. He said it is extremely suspicious that an entity with less money would pay upwards of $6 per view.
They also claimed that they were in partnership with some of these biggest video streaming services. When we did our check here at the National CSUC, we found that to be fraudulent, to be a lie. No such partnership existed. There was also the issue of multiple websites. So we know, for example, the website that was given to Grenadians was different from the website given to Vincentian and to people from other territories as well. Multiple websites, and you're not just talking little differences. So, for example, if you're in the U.S., you get Amazon.com. If you're in the U.K., you get Amazon.uk.co, but it is still Amazon. That is not what was happening. You're looking at completely different websites.
Dabrio said, based on all of the evidence, they flagged the Creators Alliance as fraudulent. He said, while persons made money in the beginning, it would have eventually gone belly up, and those who entered later would not receive any return on their investment. Unfortunately, Dabrio said, there may never be any legal recourse for persons who lost money to the scheme.
Pointing finger, being able to identify exactly who should be held accountable becomes very difficult. You also look at the amounts that persons may lose. So, for example, someone may lose $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 US. Is it really worth the time for law enforcement to reach across borders internationally to try and catch somebody for $2,000 or $3,000 US? So, a lot of the people who had their money in there, I mean, I really hope they are able to, you know, get it back. But I'm not going to hold my breath on it because I know in most cases you are not getting your money back.
Coordinator of the Grenada Cybersecurity Incident Response Team, Jervis Dabrio. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.